Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't expect that. We have the story coming up after we get through E on the Z. But first, it's Wednesday, time for some Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Ethan.
Hey, Ethan. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I kind of need you guys to find out why this girl blew me off this last weekend. Because I think my friend might have had something to do with it, but he's not going to tell me the truth.
Okay. So, all right. So let's get some names here. What is the girl's name?
It's Lauren.
Lauren. Okay. And what is your friend's name? The one you think is that did something is responsible for all this?
Steve.
Okay. So you and Lauren were dating and she blew you off and you think Steve is the reason?
Well, no. We weren't even dating yet. It's kind of a crazy story. So, here's what happened.
All right, give me the story.
All right, so we went down to the Outer Banks on Saturday, and one of my old fraternity brothers has a bunch of us down pretty much every year. So, I don't know if you've ever been down there, but when you're getting closer to the Outer Banks, there's a spot where traffic really bottlenecks, and you kind of get stuck from everybody going down at the same time.
Yeah, sure, of course. I think everybody has been down there has experienced that, sure.
Okay, so in addition to the traffic sucking, they totally closed off a lane and everybody's like merging over, you know, it's like zipping together.
Right.
So me and my buddy are in his car, he's driving, and we keep moving really slow, but I notice we keep passing the same car full of girls, and they're cute. And so finally, one of them flags me down, and she's like, hey, are you going to be gentlemen and let us get over when we come up to the front? And I'm like, what's in it for us?
What's in it for us? I like that. Very slick.
So anyway, for over the next 25 minutes, we keep passing each other, and like we're in front, they're in front, and I've been talking to the one in the back seat, and she's asking me where we're going to be at tonight and all this stuff. So I actually got her name, and I got her number, and she asks if we want to meet up later tonight, because they're going to this place called the... So I'm like, yeah, I'll bring some of my friends. So already, this is like the best possible scenario.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you've already met a crew of hot girls who want to hang out tonight. You haven't even gotten there yet.
Exactly. So anyway, fast forward to that night. And I'm asking them, if you guys want to come out and meet these girls at this place. And most of the guys were too drunk already, so they said no. But I bring my old roommate with me, and we head out to meet the girls.
Okay, so all right, so you've got a wingman. And when you get there, the girls were no-shows?
No, they were there. But like the minute we walk up, I go right up to them, and I'm like, hey, stranger, nice to see you again. And she gives me this look, almost like, oh, my God, I didn't think he was seriously going to show up kind of look.
Okay. So, well, aren't they the ones who asked you to come out?
Yes. And she's texting me throughout the day, making sure I'm still going to be there. So I know they were expecting us. So I see a friend whisper something to her, and she's looking at my old roommate, and I'm like, ooh, you know, what's going on? And she says, oh, we're going to hit the bathroom, okay? And that was it. That was the last time I saw him.
Okay, so all right, so they went to the bathroom, and they never came back?
Yes. And I think I know what happened. I'm not positive, but I think the girls knew my roommate. So I figure either he slept with her or she, you know, she knows him from something.
Okay, I got you. So did you text her and be like, hey, Houdini, nice disappearing trick?
Yeah, I did. I texted her and nothing.
Okay, so when you were in the car with your other friend, this girl seemed super interested.
Super interested. Like, I'm thinking in my head, you know, already, oh, what a funny story it'd be to tell people if we ended up together, how we met, you know? I mean, it's a cool story.
So, okay, but you show up with the other dude, and she gives you the death stare and pulls the hop out the bathroom window routine.
Yep, and no text back to explain why.
Huh.
Yeah, I definitely think she knew him. I bet he probably remembered her, too, but he didn't want to tell you.
All right, so what I'm assuming is you want us to find out the truth?
Yep, I do.
Okay, and do you want us to call the dude, or do you want us to call her?
No, I want to hear from her. What's her explanation?
Okay, and we know you have her number because you just told us, so do me a favor. Let's get that number to Shag, and then when we come back, we'll try to call her and find out the truth.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Lauren, please?
Sure. Can I ask who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show, Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104 in Virginia Beach.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. So this is Lauren, I take it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, good. So listen, we were doing this topic this morning on running into people from your past. I don't know if you heard us talking about it or not.
No, I missed that.
Well, so anyways, one of your girlfriends called us and was like, you got to ask Lauren about this. She said you were down in the Outer Banks this weekend and something like that happened.
Like happened to me?
Yeah, or maybe it was somebody with you. Did one of you guys run into an old ex or something? She said you guys were at a bar or something, and then you had to do the old, we got to go to the restroom, and you ditched some dude.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did that. But he wasn't like an ex or anything.
Okay, he wasn't?
No, who told you that?
Well, all right, well, hang on a second. So if he wasn't an ex, then why did you pull the old bathroom ditch maneuver on him?
Okay, so I'm tall. I'm a tall person. I'm like 5'10". And so there was this guy that I was flirting with on the way down. Like, we got stuck in a traffic jam and we were both in our cars and we were just like yelling stuff out the windows to each other. And so he found out where we were going to be that night and was like, okay, well, we're going there too. So, you know, let's meet up. And I gave him my number and I told him to text me when they got there. The guy was like almost a whole foot shorter than me.
Oh, okay. So you don't necessarily like shorter guys then?
Okay, it's not that I don't like them, but like I said, he was almost an entire foot shorter than me. Like, I don't know if you've ever dated a tall girl, but it can be so incredibly awkward. Like, it makes you feel like a giant or something.
Okay.
Yeah, but didn't you say you were flirting with him?
I mean, yeah, but like I said, he was in a car. I couldn't see how short he was because he was sitting down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you liked him. You flirted with him, but you didn't realize when you met him that he'd be way shorter than you. Okay. And you seriously couldn't get around that?
Okay, I know it sounds like really, really petty, but I promise you it's not. Like, okay, like imagine dancing with a guy when he's like way shorter than you. It's just awkward and uncomfortable. Like, I need someone who's at least my height or taller. I can't.
Okay.
Be someone but shorter. I'm too tall.
You still didn't have to blow him off like that.
Wait, okay. Who told you about all this?
Let's just say it was a little birdie who told us.
Yeah, a really little birdie. Like, too little.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.